Welcome back. Continue straight up Green Street. It's a beautiful day on July 20th, 1985, and inside a Key West office, a man sips coffee while poring over marine charts. He studied the waters around the Florida Keys for over three decades, and even had some pretty good success stories as a treasure hunter, but his latest hunt proved to be very elusive. At nearly 63 years old, he felt that he was still physically able to work in the field, either on the boat or underwater in full scuba gear, but still, he wasn't getting any younger.
Today's the day.
It was his mantra. He said it every morning, to his wife, his sons, and to himself. And one day, it actually would be true. All the effort, 16 years of searching, the deaths of his son, Dirk, and his daughter-in-law, and listening to everyone on the pier telling him he was wasting his time. It wouldn't bring Dirk back, but it would at least help knowing that Dirk didn't die from nothing. Over the past year, the crew had been picking up signs that they were on the right track. A ballast stone here, some ship metal there, another ballast stone. Then, about a month ago, Fisher found a chest full of gold. He was getting hot.
Today's the day.
He took another sip of coffee as the radio crackled to life beside him.
Whiskey Zulu, call 9605. Unit 1, this is Unit 11.
11? This is 1. Go ahead.
Put away the charts. We've got the mother load.
Mel Fisher stood upright. It was Kane, his oldest son, transmitting from Fisher's salvage boat, the Dauntless.
You found it?
Yeah, Dad. It's all here. More silver bars and coins than you could ever imagine. Gold pieces and jewelry. It's here. All of it.
Fisher and his crew had been searching for the Nuestra Señora de Atocha, a Spanish galleon that sunk in 1622 off of Key West in a hurricane.